Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Good morning. How are you? It is Tuesday. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli and I'm with you till 12. Now, on yesterday's show, I spoke to John, who is one of 3,000 students sitting their leave insert over the next few weeks. I then spoke to Craig, who texted the show, to say that while he agrees that school exams are really important, they're not necessarily for everyone. He was actually expelled from school at 14 and is very happy in his career and really proud of his achievements. Lovely fella. We absolutely loved Craig. But my next guest, right, got in touch to say he went back to school at 35 and he's on the line now. Tony, how's it going?
Good morning, Jane. Great, thanks very much.
It's great to have you on. Now, 35, what made you leave in the first place?
Well, I left school, Jane, because I left at 16 because school was like a blur for me. I just used to go in there and I couldn't understand anything. And like, I only realised later I was dyslexic and dyspraxic, I think, is the one for maths. You just don't take in anything. So that's why I left at 16, totally just resigned to, I know nothing and I'm a dunce and that's it. And I'm going to be happy with that.
And were you diagnosed in school? Did you get any tests for that?
Yeah, the teacher diagnosed me, said I was a dunce, so I accepted his prognostication, so I just
That's awful. That's awful when you hear that. Gee. And how did you feel at the time? Do you remember?
Yeah, I just felt like, no, I better say nothing because I had no confidence or I had nothing. And I remember the teacher, we were in the maths class one day and one of the boys fell asleep and the teacher said, look at him. And one of the boys went to wake him up and the teacher said, don't wake him up. He's going to learn more where he is than if he was awake.
That's
the type of environment. So you just accepted your lot, really.
You did. So what happened after that in your life? What did you do with yourself?
Right. Well, I wanted to be a PE teacher. I started boxing when I was 13. I did kickboxing. I fought for Ireland. But when I was 13, I started boxing. So I remember asking a teacher, I'd love to be a PE teacher. He said, no, you've no leaving cert. You can't be one. And I accepted his answer. And then I always wanted to be an electrician. Then I used to see my dad fixing fuses and stuff, and I thought it was great. I applied to the ESB in Sligo, and they wrote me back a letter, said, you have no educational qualifications, so you can't be an electrician. So I just gave up and left school and got a job doing fitted kitchens. And then I got a job engineering doing tool making.
Tool making. And what did that involve?
Right, what that involved was, you see, when I went tool making, we were making what you call injection moulds. It was metalwork. But I came across this branch of maths called trigonometry that I heard of at school. And when I came across it in industry, I got a fright because I said, I don't know any of this. But the boss showed me about sine, cosine and tan. And basically, what I discovered was, I can't learn stuff abstractly, like off the blackboard. But if I see where it's used in real life, so he showed me where trigonometry was used in real life, and then I was using it, and then I could understand why silly old Harry caught a huge trout out angling, because he got a sine, a cosine, and then he got a tan when he was out angling.
Gotcha. So it's all practical learning. You found that really
practical,
suited you.
Practical, yes.
And then what happened after that?
Right, so I was working for 12 years at engineering. Then I left, went to England, and I was doing engineering in England as well, in Milton Keynes. So when I was in Milton Keynes, I was in a library one Saturday morning, and this man approached me from behind, and he came quite close, and I got a bit scared because I didn't know him. I looked around, and he went away, but he came back 5 minutes later, and he says, sorry to interrupt you, I noticed you're reading a Bible. Yeah, I said, I do that every morning. I've never met this man in my life. So he just looked down, and he said, whatever you do will prosper, whatever you put your hand to do. And he said, you know what that means? And I said, maybe if you're doing work for God out in Africa or some foreign country. No, he said, it means whatever you do, you don't have to be an expert or the best. Just put your hand to it and God will help you get through it. And he walked away, Jennifer. And when he did, I'm thinking, well, what did I want? I always wanted to be an electrician. So straight away that morning in Milton Keynes in the library, I decided to leave England, go back to Ireland and go back to school.
So that was the biggest thing you wanted to do, was to become an electrician. That was the first thing that came into your head?
Yes.
And we need a leaving cert to do that, don't we?
We need a leaving cert to do that. So I went. went back into that course. Now, this time when I went in and we were doing maths in the class, I had the courage at this time when I was 35 to put up my hand and say, Miss, I'm lost. I haven't a clue what's going on. So we were doing differentiation and I put up my hand and I said, Miss, you might as well be speaking German. I don't know what you're talking. And she said, oh, Tony, maths, it's either for you or it's not for you. And it's not for you, so don't worry about it. I left the room and I was devastated. So I found out where differentiation was used in real life. So when it came to my final, I failed the Leaving Cert that year in my first year in the VTOS. I failed it the second year in the VTOS. So you could only get 2 years. So then I approached Summerhill College in Sligo and I pleaded with them. I said, will you please let me in? I need to do a Leaving Cert because I'm very good at failing, but give me a bit of time. So I went in there first year, failed again. So I did it the fourth year and then I got it. Then
yay!
I got the
yeah,
four I was so delighted.
Lucky oh my God. Can I ask you, first of all, how did that feel getting those results after failing three times? What was that day like?
Well, Jen, I never won the Euro Millions. I never won it. I don't do it, but it felt like, I'd say it felt the same, like the same way.
Aww.
I was told I would never achieve this.
That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. Can I ask you, Tony?
Because
you were 35 going back to school. On that first day, walking into the school of a classroom full of students, I mean, what did they make of you? What did you make of them? Tell me what that day was like.
Well, Jen, I can still remember it. It was Summerhill College, the old building, and I was walking down a long corridor, and halfway up the school, I had my uniform on. I had to wear a uniform, and I was thinking, I can't do this. It was like my first day at school, and I'm thinking, I was looking back, I said, it's the same distance to walk home as it is to walk into school. So I walked in, and when I went into the class, all the students were having a great chat, and when they saw me, they all stopped, and they looked at me, and I was standing at the door with my school bag, and they said to me, are you the new teacher? And I said, no. But I said, if you're not careful, you'll end up like me back here. So...
oh, my God, 35. Where did you get that school uniform? I'd struggle big time fitting into my old school uniform in this stage. That is so funny. And can I ask, did you make friends, Tony, while you were at school?
I got on great with the boys. You see, I did kickboxing and I teach boxing at the moment in Sligo. So what I was useful for at school, if a fight broke out in the schoolyard, I could stop it and jump in the middle of them and say, peace, you know, let's all get on together, you know. So it was very, very good.
What was experience. That? What was that whole experience like going back to school at 35 with your school uniform on and hanging out with 16-year-olds? I mean, did you get involved in extracurricular activities like school shows or anything like that? Or what was it like?
No, I got involved in kayaking.
Lovely.
Because I like the kayaking, so went doing that with the students. And yeah, but really enjoyed it and they enjoyed having me there. And I could give them great advice, you know. I said, I ended up in jobs that I didn't like. And, you know, don't be studying just to try to impress somebody. Study for yourself and for your future and get to do something you like doing. But then I got the apprenticeship. When I was 42, I applied for an apprenticeship as an electrician. I went out, had an interview, and I got the job. So then 4 years goes by. Now, when I say the maths, I was still in my final year of the apprenticeship, 4 weeks out from the electrical science exam, which is all a maths exam. That was my weakest. I was pulling the hair out of my head. I couldn't understand. And I said to my lecturer in the IT in Sligo, I said, I feel terrible. When you ask the class, does everyone understand? They all understand, and I'm the only one that doesn't understand. And he said, don't worry, Tony. He said, you're getting stressed. Relax, he said, just stay calm. And 2 weeks later, it all started to click in. And I came out top of the class in the electrical science, and I got a merit in my. And
wow.
That was, again, I couldn't believe. I was told I couldn't do it. And now I work for myself as an electrician, and I certify houses for reconnections for the ESB, and it's all mathematical calculations. And a funny thing, Jen, happened at school one day when I was back at the VTOS. My teacher was a bit of a character, and we were doing an English essay, and I said, sir, how do you spell scenery? And he looked at me and he said, V-I-E-W. He said, that'll do for you. But 10 or 15 years later, it was just about 5 years ago, I remember, now, I'm not really into cars, but I had an Audi Q5, right? And I just parked outside McDonald's in Sligo. And who parked beside me? Only my teacher. Now, I had the car really shiny. So he gets out of his car and he says, "Oh, Tony, that's a lovely car. What sort of a car is that?" And I said, "Audi." That was due for you. And the two of us just had a laugh, you know.
Oh, brilliant. Listen, I can't believe you're still such a positive guy. I mean, you've been through so much. To have so many people, you can't. No. And then to just come out the other side of it is just phenomenal. What a great story. Can I just ask you, Tony, do you have kids?
Yes, I've got two lovely kids. Grace is 16 and Karen is 19.
Law. And what do they make of you sitting here leaving cert four times?
They think it's great because I tell them, Jen, very important thing, when they're doing exams, and I told them from day one, my love for you is not based on your exam results. I love you unconditionally the way you are if you never pass any exam. And then you see they're going in and they're not trying to achieve a certain standard by a certain time, because I know that doesn't happen all the time. And so when they know they're loved and respected, and then just do your best, and they do quite good,
yeah.
You know.
Well, listen, you've given great advice for students and for parents this morning, and what a great story. Thanks so much for coming on to share it with us. It takes some serious determination to go back to school at 35 and sit your Leaving Cert four times. And I'm just delighted to know that you're doing so well. How's life now?
Life is good. I work for myself now as an electrician. I teach the kickboxing. I teach boxing here in Sligo in the Market Yard, and I encourage teenagers, you see, all the time, don't worry, you know, life is about a balance. It's not all, you can be intellectually advanced and morally bankrupt and destroy your life, you know, get a balance. You know, we have a body, soul and a spirit, so we need a balance in each of them. I train, I don't have any imbalances. I train for my body, I work for my living, and I read God's word for my spirit, and there's a perfect balance.
Tony, thanks so much for coming on the show, and best of luck with everything, okay?
Thank you
bye,
very much,
love,
Jen.
Bye,
have a nice
day. Bye. Bye. That is Tony. What a lovely story. Sitting your Leaving Cert four times, putting on a school uniform at 35. Tony, what a legend.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.